Hola. So, the people prefer in English, Spanish, French, or a really, really bad Italian? Italogno dopo con birra. Now let's say English. Well, my English is also bad. Later, for the karaoke. I want to be rude. No. Okay, now it's serious. So all this start 1 year ago when we realized a team that Woman on Web, that it's a website in Canada that was blocked in Spain for a lot of different ICPs. Then I found interested that in France, for example, it's forbidden to do this kind of few of this kind block and censorship that we found, because in France it's only permitted to do this DNS blocking. But in Spain, we have also the DPI, that it's Deep Packet Inspection, that is a technology that is used for protect our connections. It's ironic. And we found that it's these two different machines, Fortinet and Allot. So I wanted to show. Oh, I can't do it bigger. So for the people that have a good view, this is a capture with TCP dump or Wireshark, where we can see all the different packets that go into the internet. Ah, yeah, first of all, I wanted to do a workshop, but I take the decision really late, so wasn't the space, so I have to do it in 10 minutes. Basically, yeah. Thank you, 5 minutes. So basically, DNS, it's communicating, and then it gives the IP. Picara magazine. This is the IP. So this is a change with TCP and TLS and everything. It's nice, not weird colors, and everything is okay. But if it's used the DPI, and then, for example, they do a blockage with TCP, then we found that the DNS is working, but at the moment that the TCP is working, that it's sending, the local machine is sending a petition to Picara magazine that never had an answer, and then can continue like that until you are tired. Other kind of blockage or censorship, sorry for my English, is that when we are doing that petition, then the server Picara magazine answer to our machine, ciao, reset. Like, I don't want to give you the information. This is really, really fast. We did this workshop in 10 days, and now it's 10 minutes. Yeah, here I start to be more interested, because we saw just the TCP part that it's blocked, but here it's the TLS, that it's the handshake. It's like a really good way to say, hello, are you really you? Yeah, I am really me. I am really nice to meet you. And it's a long change. So in this point, the client, no, sorry, the local machine asked to Pirate Boy, Pirate Bay, hello, are you there? And it's used the server name indication, the Pirate Bay. This I say because later we will see other thing more complicated. Thanks for be there. So the server will answer, Pirate Bay will answer with the IP. Yeah, I'm here and I am the server. But if we go a little bit down in this line certificate, we found that the certificate it's Allot. Do you remember that I show this machine? So Allot, it's not an authority certification. And here we can see that, yeah, I am the correct one. Here we can see that the Pirate Bay answer with certificated for a Pirate Byte, but not with a other one that it comes from Let's Encrypt, for example. So here we see an attack in the middle of the monster, because I don't like to say the man in the middle. 5 minutes. And finally, we did a capture more complicated using, where I have that? Yeah. We use it a command line to cap that it's OpenSSL to capture without an M server. And then we found that the first exchange that the computers with the server had with TLS, so the client hello that I explained before, the server hello, the certificated was the correct one. Ah, no, I am in the bad one. So, client hello, server hello, and in certificated we have Let's Encrypt, that this we like because it's a real authority certificated. But few lines later, when this command line we continue the capture, but we took out the non-server name indication, then we found that this problem that we see before, that when the machine, the local machine asked to the server for the client hello, saying client hello, the server answer, and the certificated, then it's with Allot. Boring, no? Or interesting. Hey, I did it in 10 minutes. You mean when?
So the time that I did not in the middle you is because you were not putting the SNI.
No, they are mixing the server name indication and the IP. So in the moment that we get the Allot certificated on the client hello, that it's here, we can see the server name indication. Yes. Web on web. Ah. Wait. Ah, okay, thank you.
So the DPI is detecting the SNI. It's looking into
Yeah, that, sorry, it does. So detect the woman on web server name indication with the IP and then give the bad certificated. But few lines up, when the client hello doesn't give a server extension, the extension server name indication, then the certificate is working correctly with Let's Encrypt. Yeah, thank you. And we don't need to do a capture to check for this certificated. It's the stuff that we found when we are asking for a website and then appear warning, are you sure you want to accept this certificated? And then there we can check and we can find that the certificated is signed by Allot. Then this it means that the certificated is fake.
C'è una domanda?
Otra question. The simple way to the question is was the first question or second question? Okay. The website that was blocked that we investigate, it's this one, Woman on Web, that provides easy information and help for women to abort. So in Spain, it's blocked because they say that it's not legal medication, and then it's for that it's blocked. But in all Europe, it's accepted. It is medication, and the law from Europe doesn't count in Spain, it looks like. And it's just for countries that are doing this censorship to this website. And the second question is, how to circumvent the censorship? The easy way is to use Tor or a VPN. And other complicated ways that one day I will explain because it's all off.